Oil 400. In the booth, it's Doug Rice and Mark Garrow. Out in the turns later on, you will hear from Rob Albright and Pat Patterson. And on Pit Road today, it's Heather DeBow, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan. So glad that you could join us. Speaking of our pit reporters, as always, they are brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Let's go downstairs right now, and we'll start with Brad Gilley.
Here in Las Vegas, Bubba Wallace is picking it up right where he left it off at both Daytona and Atlanta. Top five starting spot for you. You've been finishing there as well, Bubba. So how fast can you get this Toyota Camry XSE all the way to the front?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a really good shot today. Vegas always treats us really nice. So just have to really lock in and focus here and figure out what we need for our Columbia Toyota Camry. Toyotas are fast. We expected that. We had a lot of high hopes coming into this season with a new body. And it's showing speed like we thought. So got to tweak it a little bit. Got to stay ahead of the curve. The wind wasn't much of a factor yesterday, although I'm sure it was standing around. But thought it would be a lot more. So a little bit calmer today, but still can't let your guard down. You got to be ready for whatever happens here and be there at the end and get us another top five. That'd be good.
All right, Bubba Wallace rolls off fifth today here, guys.
In that interview with our Toyota top performer presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Now back to Pit Road and Brett McMillan.
Here with Michael McDowell. I tell you, Front Row Motorsports has really had it going so far this year. Both you and Todd Gilliland, very impressive in Atlanta last week. Can you feel the momentum in the organization right now?
Yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, obviously to kick off the year like we have with as much speed as we've had, it's been awesome, and sitting on the front row and running well and leading a lot of laps. We just got to keep that going now when we get into the meat of the season here. You know, today's going to be a true test of where we stack up and where we're at, but I'm happy with the Love's RV Stop Dark Horse Mustang. Not the qualifying we wanted, but starting near the front, we'll have a good shot at scoring some stage points and trying to get a solid finish. And if we got a car that can win, then we're going to take all the chances we can. But, you know, right now in these first five, we really got to do a good job scoring a lot of points and putting ourselves in a good position for the year.
All right, Michael McDowell starts 12th today. Heather DeBow.
And making his first start in the NASCAR Cup Series for Colleague Racing is Derek Krause. Now, Derek, Josh Berry just asked you, are you having fun yet? So are you having fun and you feel comfortable enough when the green flag drops?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely having fun doing this. It's been a very... very fun weekend, just trying to learn everything I can about this car. So I'm looking forward to the race here and learning as much as I can.
Well, gas on the right, turn left.
Yep, pretty much.
Brad Gilley.
Joey Logano has won the Pennzoil 400 twice in his career. He did it in 2019, then again in 2020, and right where he has qualified all season long on the front row again. This is a beautiful-looking race car, by the way. It almost looked like a throwback Pennzoil paint scheme. You said it wasn't, but, man, it was fast yesterday. What do you think about today?
Yeah, it was quick. We'll see what it's got today. The Dark Horse Mustang, obviously still new to us, and the first time on a downforce track like Vegas here, so... we'll have to kind of wait and see how the race goes. We got it figured out in qualifying pretty well, at least the second round of qualifying. First round was pretty ugly, but the second round was pretty good. And so I think if we keep the balance right, we're pretty quick. We just got to keep that in mind throughout the race.
All right, there's your pole winner, Joey Logano, for today's Pennzoil 400. Brett McMillan.
Here with Christopher Bell, who last fall here at Las Vegas had a second-place finish. Can you get close to – he's talking to Corey LaJoy right now, and they're comparing notes with he and Bubba Wallace. Second place here last fall, Christopher Bell. What can you do to make it one spot better this time?
I mean, I don't know. You know, if we had it to do over again, I think we had everything at our disposal to win if we could redo that race. But today's a complete new day. New car, and obviously setups are different. The temperature's different. The wind's different. So I don't know what all is going to translate other than the track's the same. So. It's definitely a place that I'm excited about, and it's a good track for our company, for Toyota Racing in general. So, yeah, it'd be good to get one knocked off here.
All right, he starts in 10th today.
That interview with Christopher Bell brought to you by Rheem. Rheem, provider of a new degree of comfort. Visit Rheem.com to find a contractor near you.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Today's broadcast from Las Vegas Motor Speedway brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We'll talk to more drivers in the Pennzoil 400 when we return to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 400. And standing by with me right now is Las Vegas native Noah Gregson, starting 30th today. So you got a little bit of work to do, but how do you remain patient in the early run to go to the front?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a fun racetrack out here. It's a little windy today. Blue skies, though, which is nice. So we were really good in practice yesterday. We were second fastest. And so that gives me good hope in our car. I gave up way too much in my qualifying run. Just need to be more aggressive on the throttle. Still knocking the rust off on first mile and a half of the year. But overall, these Fantech number 10 group from Stuart Haas have been great all year. It's been a lot of fun. We're in a little bit of hole, but we got a lot of fight in our team. So being back in front of the hometown crowd, it's really special. Been able to go home and get some food spots, hit some food spots over the week, and see some friends and family. So hopefully we go out there, put on a good show for all the fans, and have another exciting week. Two races in a row, have a good finish.
All right, Noah Gregson, hoping to carry that speed from practice into the race today. Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin won here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the fall of 2021, now trying to win a spring race as he tries to climb up to 60 wins in his career. To do that today, you also have to climb through the field. Denny, you start 28th. How quick can you get this Toyota Camry up front?
I think slow and steady wins the race for us today, pretty much. I don't know it's going to happen all in big chunks. Very difficult to pass here, so we're just going to have to methodically make our way through there. And if we can maybe get a caution early in the race, that'll maybe give us an opportunity to flip strategies with the front guys and do something there that way. But it probably will take a little while for us to get there.
All right, a former winner here at Vegas, Denny Hamlin rolls off 28th. Brett McMillan.
I'm here with the guy who won the nail-biter finish last week at Atlanta. That's Daniel Suarez. We were just talking. How many times have you seen that finish?
I would say 30 times, 30 times, and 25 of those happened in Monday and Tuesday, and Sunday night, actually. But yeah, I'm very, very proud of everyone at Trackhouse Racing, everyone in the 99 team, in the one team. We've been working very hard, not just the last week or two, but also in the off season to be able to put ourselves in this position. Chevrolet power, ECR power, because those couple inches extra that we got is because we had good power as well. So, you know, very, very fortunate to be in this position, but we're here in Vegas now. It's time to flip the page and try to do it again.
What was it like being introduced to Pitbull's concert?
That was also very special. You know, Pitbull is somebody that I admire so much, such a class act kind of guy, such a role model. And he just brings energy wherever he goes. And obviously he was in Nashville doing his thing, like he always does. And to be able to be part of that performance, it was extremely special. There were a lot of Mexican flags there, and people were having an amazing time.
Congratulations on last week. Daniel Suarez today started in the 16th spot. Heather Dubot.
And defending race winner from the spring here at Las Vegas is William Byron, who's rolling off fourth today. So, William, mile and a half tracks with the weather, depending on if it's spring or in the fall, are we going to see a similar strategy from you guys today as we did last spring?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the track's probably a little hotter this time around, but I feel like our setup has evolved over the last 6 months to a year, and I think that's probably the biggest thing is trying to adjust for some of those things and the trends there, and hopefully we've got it pretty dialed in. I feel like our fall race is a bit of a struggle, so just trying to kind of figure out what we need to do to have the best setup, but practice felt pretty good.
Good luck today. Brad Gilley?
So far this season, Ross Chastain has qualified 21st, 21st, and he'll start 20th here today at Las Vegas. You were fastest in practice. Where's the disconnect between that and qualifying, and can you reconnect for the race?
Yeah, our Kubota Chevy definitely fired off really good. Was incredible there. You know, Group A track's going to have the most grip it's going to have all weekend. And, yeah, we just over-tightened for qualifying. We, by the end of the practice, we had made two stops, so three cycles on tire, or two cycles on tires, three runs, and just over-tightened it. I was a little more, my mindset was a little more into practice. It should have been beginning, and I asked for a little more rear stick, and we gave it way too much, so way too tight. But we were going to the back anyway. Turns out we had to fix some of the wrap on the car, came up. We were going so fast, I was blowing the hood wrap off of the car, the Kubota Chevy, blowing the orange wrap off during practice. So we had to fix that, and NASCAR sent us back.
Yeah, see, that's a good way to brag about that. Of course, your first Xfinity Watermelon Smash happened here, and I'm sure that thing's nice and neat in its cradle, ready to go for the end of the race.
Yeah, absolutely. I always look when I come out here to see if there's any watermelon plants growing any from that day in 2018. But, yeah, this place is special. I mean, this was where my life changed. I had that three-race tryout in 2018, and my life has never been the same ever since then. So always thankful for that and everybody that put in to make that happen for that three-race tryout. And now we're getting to, you know, reap the fruits of that labor now and have a shot to win here today.
All right, he'll go from the back to the front. There is Ross Chastain, Brett McMillan.
Well, I got a couple of Ford drivers here who are going to have no trouble seeing the front of the pack from their starting spots. Austin Cindric starting third. How important is it to have that great starting position here today?
I'm just glad that Chase is staring at my rear bumper to start this thing.
That's Chase Briscoe. He's standing right here. All right, your teammates on the pole. You guys got to feel pretty good about the Penske power here today.
No, the team's done a really great job. Obviously, Joey on the pole, and you know, getting the second row there is great. Great starting spot, great pit stall. But yeah, long race. This place changes a lot, and looking forward to it.
All right, and Chase Briscoe, you got the sixth starting spot today. Do you feel like the tide's starting to turn, getting things turned around at Stewart Haas now?
Yeah, I mean, definitely like to think that way, for sure. You know, we've had really good speed every race so far this season. So for us to come out here, really the first true test of our season, to have the speed that we've had is encouraging. So, yeah, see if we can capitalize. You know, having one lap speed is one thing, but racing is a whole other deal. So, yeah, try to keep it up front. Got a good starting position like Austin, too. So, yeah, see if we can keep it up there and, yeah, see what we got.
Good luck today. Heather Dubow.
And here talking with Chris Buescher about his new family member, a new baby at home. And we were just talking about how challenging it is to juggle that. So you've got kids to juggle, but how challenging is it going to be to juggle the strategy and things you're going to have to deal with today in the race?
Yeah, definitely not quite as hard, but but still a tricky day here in Vegas. It's still windy, breezy. You know, going to be a little tricky in that sense. But I'll tell you, the Xfinity race was very good yesterday. I was very impressed by that. And you know, I think we're going to be in good shape to be able to handle that. We'll see how strategy plays out here. You know, the tires are starting to matter a lot more. I love seeing the groove widen out like it has, so hopefully we can take our fast on Mustang and roll up a little bit farther. Had a great qualifying effort from us. got a lot to learn with this new Dark Horse Mustang body. So we got about the time we need to get some adjustments in. Trying to put on a good race here today. I think we're going to be in good shape.
Best of luck to you, and that's Chris Buescher, who's rolling off ninth today.
And that from Heather DeBoe down there on pit road. The crowd you can hear as the introductions continue here at Las Vegas. Some boos, some cheers as we go down to Brad Gilley.
2019, Martin Truex Jr. found himself in victory lane here at Las Vegas in the fall race. Certainly a different day today than it was in 2019. But honestly, Martin, a different day than it was yesterday when you guys went out there and qualified. What will be different for you, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the wind's not quite as strong as it was yesterday, but it's still gusting pretty good. It's just a little bit different direction. So these cars are very sensitive to wind directions on these bigger mile-and-a-half tracks. So we'll hopefully make the right adjustments for the direction of that. But overall, been pretty happy with the Racers Camry, and thought we were close yesterday. If we can make the right adjustments from last night, we should have a good day today.
All right, Martin Truex Jr. will start seventh in his Toyota. Brett McMillan.
And our outside pole sitter, Kyle Larson. Last time we were here at Las Vegas, you picked up the win, but I think the wind is going to be very challenging today. Not as strong as yesterday, but how much does it affect you guys, especially going into turn three?
It affects it a little bit. It's not, like, for as windy as it was yesterday, like, it still wasn't crazy in the car. I mean, just yesterday I just felt kind of tight off of two and then tight into three because it's kind of pushing you into the corner. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's still Vegas. Like, it's still going to race similar. You just, your balance might be a little bit, you know, different at certain ends of the racetrack. But myhindercars.com Chevy felt really good yesterday in practice. We qualified well. We typically run pretty good here. So hopefully we can do a good job, execute to the best of our abilities, and try and get another good finish.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
That's Kyle Larson, the two-time winner here at Las Vegas. We'll be back with more of our pre-race show from Las Vegas Motor Speedway and the Pennzoil 400 in just a minute.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
WeatherGuard is the proud sponsor of today's WeatherGuard work crew. When it comes to race day, nobody is more driven than the safety and ops teams keeping the track running like a well-oiled machine. And when it comes to being focused on truck and van equipment, nobody is more driven than the folks at WeatherGuard. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Coming up, the state water heater's view from the turns. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
A NASCAR moment with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill French Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Now, I'm thinking that your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was him sitting and talking to my granddad. You'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. You know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff, and I was called to the truck, and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport, and if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport. But I think the vision that Bill Sr. had for where the sport could be, Bill Jr. looked at it and said, we're there. Now let's take it someplace different. Bill Jr. had that passion. To the day he passed, he had that passion for this sport.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, just moments away from the start of the Pennzoil 400. Time now for our state water heater view from the turns. And we will start off with a guy that has a great view of turns 1 and 2 and halfway down the Nellis backstretch, and that's Rob Albright.
That I do, Doug. And a week ago today, we were in Atlanta, Georgia, I don't know how many thousand miles away from here, and a lot of similarities to what I see today as what I saw yesterday. But the differences are significant. First of all, above the brightly yellow Pennzoil yellow painted wall stand about 18, 20 foot high by about 50 feet long billboards. They ring the south end of this racetrack that constitute turns 1 and 2. And above the billboards, I'm looking at a beautiful snow-capped mountain. None of that in Atlanta. Also, the track itself looks a little bit different. Instead of being 40 feet wide as it was at Atlanta, turns 1 and 2 are just about 50 feet wide, 55. So there's more racing room here at Las Vegas than there was a week ago. Also, the banking is a bit different, and it may not sound like a lot. 20 degrees here at the top of the racetrack. The bottom, it's progressive banking. It's 18 at the bottom, 20 degrees at the top. It's 28 degrees at Atlanta, so that means you're going to have to enter the corner, enter turn number 1, at a swooping angle, but you're going to be doing so at a much lower banking. Also, turns 1 and 2 here, there's a tunnel right in the middle. The drivers will tell you it's extremely bumpy down there. You can take your chances running the short way around the bottom in 1 and 2, but you also run the risk of unsettling your race car and perhaps either spinning out or hitting the outside wall. So I'll pick them up in turn 1 through turns 1 and 2. They'll exit the 20 degrees of banking, and at about the midpoint of the back straightaway, the Nellis straightaway, as we call it, because it parallels the Air Force runway here, right behind us, picking up the Colby, that familiar voice, the racing guy, Mr. Pat Patterson.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Happy race day. A big shout-out to Jeff Story and all the men and women that build the best water heater in the business. We appreciate them. The Nellis straightaway is what I stare at from my rooftop, or I should say my elevator shaft rooftop, across the way here. So I watch the cars exit turn 2, down the back stretch they come. The big tendency and the tough part about turns 3 and 4 here at this racetrack, your tendency is to turn in too soon. When that happens, the car gets tight. You have to wait on the car to rotate, and that makes your exit of turn 4 a little difficult. Same kind of banking. You got progressive banking down here on my end of the racetrack, just like it is on Rob's end of the racetrack. Now, the interesting thing is when the driver starts to turn left into turn number 3, he never quits turning that race car all the way till he exits turn 2 again. That's right, because the way this track is designed, you keep input in the wheel all the way around in front of Mark and Doug as they go back around to Rob's end of the racetrack. So we're always working the tire hard here. I'm glad to see the wind not blowing as hard as it is today, and we got a big crowd of people, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I love the races here. Don't know what to expect this afternoon, but we'll be your eyes and ears all afternoon long.
Thank you, Pat. As they exit turn number 4, a lot of times they're right up against that yellow safer barrier, and then they cut it to the left as they cross the start-finish line. There's a little bit of a left-hand kink in the racetrack just before the start-finish line and one just after it. So they try to create this big, long arc. It is anything but a straightaway along the front stretch here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Today, the distance of the race, 267 laps. Stage 1 ends at lap 80, stage 2 at 165, and then we have 102 laps to the finish, 267 laps, 400.5 miles, to be exact, in the Pennzoil 400. And that is the view from the turns, brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
Want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis? Visit our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. There you'll find expert opinions, race breakdowns, and much more from our great lineup of studio programming. Like and subscribe to GoPRN Live today. When we come back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, we'll talk to some of the drivers. We'll have the pre-race ceremonies. We'll fire the engines. We'll drop the green flag in the Pennzoil 400. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway as we get set for today's Pennzoil 400. Drivers standing next to their cars and reigning champion Ryan Blaney is going to roll off 15th in the race here today in his Menards Pennzoil Team Penske number 12. And Ryan, if we could jump in here with you real quick, it looks like you did a jersey swap here with someone. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we had some of the rugby league guys out here and they won last night. So it was really good for them and cool to have them come out and show them a little bit what we do. So,
yeah, we heard there are like 30,000 Australians in town, which is awesome, and obviously here to see you win. So what will that take?
Well, hopefully I can make our way forward, really. I think our car is a little better than when we qualified, so we'll see. Long race, mess with the wind today, and see if we can get up front.
All right, Ryan Blaney will try and put Pennzoil in victory lane. Brett McMillan.
I'm here with Carson Hocevar, who's just posed for about two dozen pictures. But you got a permanent smile on your face. But that's a good thing because you had a great qualifying effort. How encouraging is that for this team early in the season?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, this is really the first race we ever focused on qualifying. Obviously, super speedways. It's really what kept Spire relevant, and they didn't qualify good, but they always seemed to race good. So we didn't change, we didn't reinvent the wheel. But me and Luke and everybody here kind of tried to reinvent their mile and a half package a little bit, take a little bit what Corey and Sparks and everybody in this team has been building, and then take what me and Luke have built in the fall and last year and just try to develop it and put those minds together. And really good product. We got two cars in the first pace car, which is huge for this team, but more importantly, really huge for the 77 team to be in the top 15 first time out.
Congratulations on a good qualifying effort. He starts 14th today, and inside the first pace car, he means they divide the field in half for the pace lap so that when they come down pit road, both parts of this field, the beginning and the end, get an accurate speed on their tachometers for what the pit road speed is.
Mark, we talked about it in the pre-race show at the first when we came on today about teams that are already behind after the first two races, Daytona and Atlanta. Brad Keselowski talked a lot about this guy getting a win, getting back into the groove, but he comes in here to Las Vegas 34th in points. I know it's just two races, but already they're playing from behind.
Doug, and it's been 100 races since his last trip to Victory Lane now. And you know, we've talked about drivers with rough starts. How about Bubba Wallace, the only driver, Doug, to finish the first two races in the top five and the top ten with fifth-place runs at Daytona and Atlanta. Also off to good starts, William Byron, Daniel Suarez. That's what happens when you win. Kyle Busch, 12th at Daytona, followed that up with a third place at Atlanta, which gives him the early season point lead.
Going back in the other way, should I be concerned if I am a Joey Logano fan, 31st right now after two, or Ross Chastain, 33rd? They both raced well, but they've got nothing to show for it.
Absolutely, Doug, because, again, if something happens out of their control, and, again, the fate is more in a driver's hands at Las Vegas than it was at Daytona and Atlanta. But if something should happen to them today, again, drop the shovel. Stop digging. You cannot win the championship. You cannot make the playoff in the first two or three races, but you can dig a hole enough, deep enough, that it may take you to summer to get back to even ground.
And you can't make the assumption that you're going to win your way to the playoffs. Joey Logano won the first Atlanta race last year. He has not won since. You realize now it's been a year and a race since Joey Logano went to Victory Lane?
It's been a while. And again, there's no guarantees. That's why these guys always say, you know, I never know when we're going to get back. And we go, yeah, right. Well, guess what? Sometimes it takes a while.
I mean, you don't know. I mean, I would expect that Logano and Keselowski and Chastain and these people that are in the back will make up some ground. They could start doing it here today, but if they have another kind of finish in the high 20s or 30s, you've got a problem.
It's good to see Chase Elliott back here today. Doug, a year ago, injured, broke his leg in that snowboarding accident, and his season never really came into form. So it's good to see him back at Las Vegas. He's gotten off to a decent start in 2024, so I'm hoping he has a good day.
I am sure that everybody that's responsible for selling tickets to races and NASCAR are happy that their most popular driver is healthy and back in a race car, because he's a big part of the draw here. We're about a half a minute away from going trackside for today's festivities. Wherever you're listening, however you are listening, we thank you. Whether it's on our PRN stream on NASCAR.com, on the SiriusXM NASCAR Channel 90, or some 350 AM and FM terrestrial affiliate radio stations that carry it. Thanks a lot for tuning us in. Let's go trackside now and get it started in the Pennzoil 400.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able and remove your hats as the Nellis Air Force Base Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Motor Racing Outreach Chaplain Billy Malden.
Heavenly Father, as we rise up once again to recognize your presence in our lives, we thank you for your loveness, your goodness, and your grace. We ask you to be with these drivers, teams, officials today. Watch over everybody. Safe day, a great, fun day of racing. As always, the men and women of our armed forces, first responders everywhere, we remember you. Father, we ask that your hand of protection and blessing be upon them and their families. May your peace surround us all. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome American Idol Season 21 finalist and recording artist, Kyra.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, over the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home
That puts the wraps on the pre-race show here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Coming up, we'll go trackside for the command to start the engines.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
There's no limit to the fun and excitement to be had at Texas Motor Speedway for a triple-header weekend in 2024. All three NASCAR series will take to the track for a Texas-sized weekend of racing action. 2024 is going to be bigger and better than ever, with more camping fun for everyone, including an incredible camper shindig like only Texas can do. 3 days jam-packed with racing action and a no-limits experience you'll only get at Texas Motor Speedway. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
Yes, the entertainment capital of the world, as evidenced by the thrills, chills, and spills we've seen through the years right here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. There is tense excitement in the air today after a riveting finish last week in Atlanta that left even the closest observers wondering who inched ahead at the last nanosecond. And as Chase Briscoe observes, today's race will be a defining moment for a lot of teams.
Las Vegas is where, like, as an organization, you're going to know where you stack up and where you have to go to work and where you can maybe give up a little bit here to find some there. If you can, you know, go out there, qualify up front, race up front all day, you feel really good about the next 5, 6, 7 weeks.
Feeling the positive vibes today are drivers like Alex Bowman.
It's just a track that I really enjoy. You know, I feel like all the HMS cars are typically really strong there. I feel like we tend to start the year really strong too, and that being obviously one of the first races, it tends to fall in our hand a little bit.
Bubba Wallace loves him some Vegas.
Spring race has always been good to us. A mile and a half just working. Toyota's, to the performance that Toyota brings, the speed that Toyota's bring, solid. So you just happen to end up at the front at the end, and you have to make it count. So see what happens this go around.
For Kyle Busch, nothing would feel better than another win in front of the home crowd.
Because I've won there, yes, there's less pressure, but I've never backed it up. So you still want to win there every time you go, being the hometown. And I think I have 4 or 5 third place finishes there in the last 6 or 7 races, whatever the hell it is. I mean, we're right there. We just don't get it.
The driver on the pole, Joey Logano, is well aware of the challenges this track poses.
Some of the big things are just understanding the bumps down at 1 and 2. What's okay and what's too much. Even 3 and 4 a little bit there. Restarts have changed drastically how we used to restart there to what it is now as a driver. And really just the balance is where the car goes on the long run compared to what it used to be.
And if you think drivers love this location as a place to party hardy, Harrison Burton says, think again.
Now it's so competitive, and I guess you're under a microscope so much almost that I don't even think about doing anything. I'll play a couple hands of blackjack and go to bed.
Everyone agrees you'll need more than Lady Luck to come home a winner today. In the Pennzoil 400, and every lap is right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
there is a field full of drivers today that hope their lucky number comes up and produces a winner in the Pennzoil 400. Mark, we've talked about it and talked about it. The first real race of the year in the sense that we may get a real good idea and a barometer of where these teams stand.
Absolutely, Doug. First time we're kind of unrestricted this year, right? We're not on a speedway like Daytona and Atlanta. Again, that throttle, that brake is going to come into a big-time use today. How the drivers manage that and how they manage their speed, going to be a big deal, no doubt about it.
And we talked about a lot about the teams that are already behind that need to come out of here with a top 10 finish. And can we get a new winner? It's been a long time since we've had a first-time winner here in NASCAR. A couple of candidates for you, maybe. Todd Gilliland had a lot of speed at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, and a lot of eyes, of course, are on Ty Gibbs, maybe breaking through and getting his first win. So a lot of great storylines heading into this race here today. We'll see if we can get a third winner this year to go along with the first two we've had. William Byron, of course, at Daytona. Last week, shocking everybody, Daniel Suarez. Let's go trackside and fire it up here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is the moment you have all been waiting for. Are you ready to get the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube started? Here to give the command to fire engines is all-pro Las Vegas Raider, A.J. Cole.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for! Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Starting 37th, J.J. Yaley in the Urban Youth Racing School Chevrolet. 36th, it's Ryan Preece in the HaasTooling.com Ford. It's the O'Hanafee Ford for Justin Haley in 35th. 34th, Daniel Hemric, the South Point Hotel and Casino Chevrolet. 33rd is Derek Krause in the Western States Flooring Chevrolet. Kaz Grala starts 32nd in the N29 Capital Partners Ford. And in 31st, it's Todd Gilliland in the Generator Ford.
Then taking the green flag 30th, it's Noah Gregson in the Fantic Ford. Then it's the Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford of Harrison Burton, 29th. 28th, Denny Hamlin, the Sport Clips Haircuts Toyota. Then it's the Albertsons Toyota of John Hunter Nemechek in 27th. 26th, Josh Berry, the Mobile One Take 5 Ford. Then it's the Solomon Plumbing Ford for Brad Keselowski in 25th. 24th, Zane Smith, the Focused Health Chevrolet. 23rd, Alex Bowman in the Ally Chevrolet. Moving up to row 11, starting 22nd in the Dollar Tree Toyota, it's Eric Jones. 21st in the Bet MGM Chevrolet, Kyle Busch.
20th goes to Ross Chastain in the Kubota Chevrolet. It's the Bet MGM Chevrolet for Austin Dillon. Tyler Reddick rolls out 18th in the Nasty Beast Toyota. It's Corey LaJoy in the USANA Chevrolet starting 17th. 16th to Daniel Suarez, the Freeway Insurance Chevrolet. Ryan Blaney starts 15th in the Menards Pennzoil Ford. 14th starter is Carson Hocevar, the Premium Security Chevy. 13th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in the Smith's Treetop Chevrolet. 12th to Michael McDowell, the Love's Travel Stops Ford. And 11th, Chase Elliott in the Lumar Chevrolet.
Now the top 10 for the Pennzoil 400 outside of row number 5 in the Interstate Batteries Toyota. It's Christopher Bell to his inside. Starting 9th in the Fastenal Ford, Chris Buescher. Moving up to row 4, starting 8th, Ty Gibbs, the He Gets Us Toyota. Then it's the Reeser's Fine Foods Toyota for Martin Truex Jr. in 7th. Outside of row number 3 in the Mahindra Tractors Ford, Chase Briscoe. Starting 5th, Bubba Wallace, the Columbia Sportswear Company Toyota. Then the ZHP Chevrolet for William Byron starts 4th. third Austin Cindric in the Discount Tire Ford. Now the front row on the outside, taking the green flag from second place, Kyle Larson in the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. And on the pole for the second time in 2024, the third time here at Vegas, and the 30th time in his career, Joey Logano in the Pennzoil Ford. His speed, 184.357 miles per hour.
And that's the starting lineup here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters, and Mark Garrow with Garage Fast. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
The 37 cars that are involved in today's Pennzoil 400 have begun to roll off pit road. Don't go away. Coming up, the green flag for the Pennzoil 400 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Cars are rolling by the main grandstand here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on the first of their parade laps. Three cars will go to the back of the pack today. Of course, Ryan Preece is running a backup car, so he's got to go back there anyway. And two for unapproved adjustments, and that includes Justin Haley, and you heard from him in the pre-race show, Ross Chastain will be forced to go to the back. Let's go down trackside now and get our pre-race picks from our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters, and we'll start off with Heather Dubow.
And today I think I'm going to go with the driver that won here last year in the spring, and that's William Byron. He's going to go to Victory Lane here at Las Vegas again today.
And let's check in with the guy that is covering the middle of pit lane, our Texan Brad Gilley.
How about a guy who didn't even race here in this event last year? Chase Elliott gets back to Victory Lane today.
And covering the exit of pit road, Brett McMillan.
I'm going to go with a guy who is carrying the sponsor's colors today. He's won here with their colors before on their day, and I think Joey Logano gets to Victory Lane.
Now let's go back to the billboard in turns one and two. Rob Albright.
You know, Mark, we've well documented the fact that we've got a windy weekend here in Las Vegas. Yesterday was greater in wind velocity than it is today. However, we're still expecting 35 to 40 mile an hour wind gusts. And I reflect back to going down the interstate behind an 18-wheeler at about 65 miles an hour. And you've done it. You know what it feels like. It buffets you about. Now increase the speed by 120 miles an hour and pack cars all around you. That's what you know these guys are going to have to deal with here this afternoon, all afternoon long. Once again, I'll pick up the call in turns 1 and 2, 18 degrees of banking on the bottom, 20 degrees up top. I expect them to run a middle to high groove most of the time because the bottom lane is really bumpy where it crosses the tunnel in turns 1 and 2. And then handing it off, the baton, that is, to my broadcast partner, Pat Patterson. He's got a completely different world down there in 3 and 4.
Yeah, Rob, thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. Going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, unlike Rob's end of the racetrack, I expect to see the guys, especially on new tires, at the bottom of the racetrack in 3 and 4. I mentioned it in the pre-race. You don't want to turn in too early. Bind your car up. You need to really take care of those tires early. Later on in a tire run, I expect to see them use all three lanes down here on this end of the racetrack. And it's, as Rob mentioned, a little less windy today, maybe a little less sand being blown onto the racetrack, but no doubt about it. Weather conditions this afternoon, gusts of wind can make a big difference entering turn three and exiting over here on turn four. But we're going to have a great time, and we have got a fantastic crowd of people here gathered up ready to go.
The field about halfway down the backstretch here on their last pace lap following the 2025 Toyota Camry XSE pace car. And our stage one today is brought to you by eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com.
$9.4 million on the line today in the Pennzoil 400. Again, stage one will end on lap 80. Stage two is 85 laps long. It ends at 165. Our third and final segment, 102 laps to get us to 267 laps, 400.5 miles in today's race. Pit road speed, 45 miles per hour. Pace car will run 55 around the track under yellow. Our NASCAR starter is Joey Acock. The pace car driver, Jesse Dallavoute, again behind the wheel of that 2025 Toyota Camry XSE.
In the field, we'll do one more pace lap here on this mile and a half Las Vegas Motor Speedway as they're being given the signal this time. And it's almost by command that the crowd stands when there's one lap to go because the anticipation is here. And Mark, this is so much better day for the race fans that ventured out here than was yesterday, and that's a pretty healthy crowd here.
It's a big crowd at Las Vegas, Doug, and this is my kind of weather to watch a race. Light jacket, sunshine, absolutely gorgeous day. The fans are going to have a great day here at Las Vegas. Here's a little bit of water to throw on Joey Logano, who's on the pole. Only one of 32 Las Vegas races have been won from the pole. That was Kyle Busch, the hometown hero, when he grabbed his one and only cup win here in 2009.
Memory serves me right. It's the second spot, starting spot, where the money gets paid out here. Is that right?
It's a great spot. There's two or three other spots in the top 10, but the pole position hasn't been the place for the guys to go to victory lane. One for 32 is not great odds.
Joey Logano, by the way, has started on the front row of all three races this year. So he's been a fast guy when it comes to qualifying. We'll see if he can back that up today and race well here in his own sponsor's race, the Pennzoil 400. Pat Patterson, does it look like we're ready to go?
Yeah, it looks like we are ready to go. Let's take a look at those top five rows as they get ready to come into turn three here. Row number five, Chris Buescher and Christopher Bell line up together. Row four, it is Martin Truex Jr. and Ty Gibbs. Row number three, Bubba Wallace with Chase Briscoe. Number two row, it'll be Austin Cindric and William Byron. It's Joey Logano on the pole and Kyle Larson on the outside of the front row. Pace car right in front of me, and just like you said, Doug, everybody is on their feet screaming for their favorite drivers. Time to place your bets. It is time to go racing in Las Vegas.
The crowd stands as one here as they eagerly await the green flag and the start of the Pennzoil 400. Field starting to come up to speed. Green flag is in the air, and we're racing at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And on the jump, Joey Logano gets out in front. He is down on the bottom line. Now switches to the top lane.
And he'll run right in front of Kyle Larson. Larson goes to the bottom, mirroring that in front of him. It is Joey Logano who will lead this race off. Come to for the first time.
Logano down the Nellis straightaway for the first time today. In tow right behind him, the five car of Kyle Larson. They all stack up two by two behind them, but Logano is going to lead the field off four.
267 laps make up today's race, and Joey Logano will lead lap number one as they dash back to turn one.
Three wide down the front stretch entering turn number one. That is for the fifth position. Chase Briscoe trying to get around the outside of the car to inside. That's Bubba Wallace.
Kyle Larson now pulls within about two car lengths of the leader down the Nellis straightaway. Right behind him is Austin Cindric, then William Byron. It's a two-car battle there behind Byron as they come off of turn number four. Chase Briscoe trying to hold that spot against Ty Gibbs.
Gibbs looking hard to the inside, can't make it happen. Now here's Bubba Wallace trying to drop on the back bumper of Chase Briscoe in one.
The front four were single file entering turn number one, but now Kyle Larson puts a move on Joey Logano. Behind him is William Byron to the inside of Austin Cindric.
And we've got our first battle for the lead here in Las Vegas. Here goes Kyle Larson to the bottom of the racetrack. Logano will just pull right in behind him, concede the lead off turn number four.
Larson made that look fairly easy, dove underneath the Ford of Logano and made the pass. He'll lead back to the line. Riding in third now, it's William Byron, Austin Cindric in fourth.
Simultaneous passes for the two Hendrick cars. Taking first away from Logano was Larson. Taking third away from Cindric was William Byron. He now goes after Joey Logano.
Top 10 cars, top 12 cars now all running in a line down the backstretch here. On the move right behind that group is Ty Gibbs trying to catch back up to the front group. A battle for second shaping up. Here comes William Byron on Logano.
William Byron works to the outside. Logano had ideas about trying to block him, thought better of it. They're still door-to-door in turn one.
Byron running the middle groove. All the way to the bottom is Joey Logano, who will have the advantage off turn number two. Give that second spot to William Byron.
Now you got a pair of Chevrolets up front. Drop the Ford back to third with Logano. Behind him is his teammate Austin Cindric. Good two-car battle there. Battling with Martin Truex Jr. is Chase Briscoe. They stay door-to-door as they come off turn four.
HMS teammates will lead him down the front stretch. It's Kyle Larson, William Byron, Joey Logano, Cindric. A little bit of a challenge here going on for that fifth spot as Briscoe tries to chase down Truex.
Chase Briscoe will climb the banking. Martin Truex Jr. riding right on the bottom lane around the racetrack as they hustle off turn two and down the back straightaway.
Now here comes once again Kyle Larson in control by about 10 car lengths now over his teammate William Byron. Another five or six back to Joey Logano. Then they're equally spread out about six car lengths apiece behind them.
A little farther back, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. trying to hold on to the 10th spot. Can't do it. Ty Gibbs powers underneath him. Behind Stenhouse now, you have Chase Elliott to the outside.
Chase Elliott working the top of the racetrack. Underneath him is Carson Hocevar, the rookie against the veteran, and they'll run side by side off turn two.
Hocevar getting a good opportunity to race one of the best there. Down the backstretch they go. He's going to give that spot away. Move Chase Elliott to the bottom of the racetrack. Further up now, a good two-car battle going on with Michael McDowell, also working against Christopher Bell.
And that gets a little three wide here along the front stretch. He's diving down to the bottom of the racetrack. That is going to be Ryan Blaney. And in the middle there is Christopher Bell.
The top 10 in front of them, single file. Bell thinks better of it. He'll drop back behind the Ryan Blaney machine. Then Blaney now will drop to the bottom. He'll draw a dead even with Michael McDowell.
Yeah, they race side by side. McDowell and Ryan Blaney, a couple of yellow cars there racing together. Side by side into the turn three area they go. At bottom of the racetrack, Blaney. Give him the advantage off turn four.
So Blaney moves now up to 13th. Quite a hornet's nest back there. Nine cars all bottled up. Here we now three wide. Bell might have to bail again as Kyle Busch looks to his inside.
Christopher Bell really finding himself on a couple of occasions already. The meat in a three wide sandwich again. He has to roll out of the front on turn two. And way high is Josh Berry off the corner.
Yeah, Josh Berry looked like he might have got just a little piece of the wall. Don't think he actually made any contact, but that was a group of cars really trying to sort out some real estate amongst each other. Once again, Christopher Bell having a problem holding his car on the bottom of the racetrack.
Josh Berry's been pretty stout. He's picked up four spots here in the early going. Chris Buescher trying to move up toward the front.
Chris Buescher had a great qualifying run. It was very fast.
Trouble on the front stretch. Christopher Bell's car has gone up in smoke. It came off the pace as he crossed the start-finish line. He got up against the wall, smoke pouring from the back of the Interstate Battery Toyota. Now he brings it down to the entry turn number two, the apron of the racetrack, rather, and he is heading for pit road. Let's go to Heather DeBow.
And he said on the radio, flat tire, flat tire, flat tire, and the spotter said, yes, it's the right rear, so they're opting to bring it down pit road. They just asked him, did you feel it being funny prior to that happening? And he said, no, I just was really tight balance, but did not feel that tire indication going down.
So problems for Christopher Bell brings out the first yellow of the day here in the Pennzoil 400.
Progressive asks, what do a diehard fan watching the game at home?
With 4 seconds left.
A poorly placed good luck candle.
Don't let me down, candle.
Kick is up.
A last second improbable win.
It's good. Yes!
And flammable sports-themed curtains have in common?
Oh, geez, whoa!
They can scorch your big win high and your beloved sports memorabilia.
Not my unwashed 1997 game-worn jersey!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
Christopher Bell cuts down a tire that brings out the first yellow of the day on lap 10 here in the Pennzoil 400. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The green light is flashing. Pit road is open. Will we have takers? The answer is yes. Let's go down to Heather DeBow.
And first in on my end of pit road is going to be Chase Briscoe. They debated on whether or not they were going to come in or not, but the call is to pit. He said, I need front turn is my main priority right now. So they're going to make some adjustments to help him with that. Also in the 9 of Chase Elliott, the team going to work right now for 4 Goodyear tires and Sunoco Fuel, Brad Gilley.
William Byron tight in, free in the middle, tight off. He's going to get